The issue of traveling without a mahram, we should know that the Islamic Sharia is based upon bringing benefits and good and warding off harm. And from its necessitated objectives is preservation of lineage and honor. And it is affirmed in the book and the sunnah in replete evidences and clear ones that all the ways that lead to loss of lineageship and mixing of lineages and dishonor are forbidden. From that is seclusion with the legally unrelated woman and exposition of her beauty to other than her husband and her mahrams, as mentioned in Surah An-Nur, and also like the command to lower the gaze and from the means which may lead to fahisha, to sins and mixing of lineages and disgrace and dishonor is the travel of a woman, of the woman, unaccompanied by those legally legislated as company from her husband and or one of her mahrams. And that's why it is haram. Because in the hadith reported by Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا تسافر المرأة ثلاثة أيام إلا ومعها ذو محرم. No man should travel for 3 days, a distance of 3 days, except that she has with her a mahram, ذو محرم. And also in the hadith of Abi Huraira, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا تسافر المرأة بريدا إلا ومعها محرم يحرم عليها. No woman should travel the distance of a distance of half a day, reported by Abu Dawood and Al-Hakim. And also in the hadith of Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, who said, I heard the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam say while giving a sermon, no man should be in seclusion with a woman except with a mahram, having a mahram with her. And no woman should travel except with a mahram. So a man stood and said, O Messenger of Allah, my wife went for Hajj, and I have been assigned to share in such and such battle. So the Prophet ﷺ commanded him, saying, انطلق فحج مع امرأتك. Go and make Hajj with your wife, is reported by Ahmad and Al-Bukhari and Muslim. In some of the narrations, it came restricted to a distance of 1 day. In some, 1 night. In some, 3 miles. And a mile is about 1.6 kilos. and in some for 2 days. The restriction is not intended. However, this is an expression on something factual. So there is no action on its mafhum, what's understood. Then another thing. It is opposed by that which is stated in the hadith of Ibn Abbas, where it has been absolutely generalized. وَلَا تُسَافِرُ الْمَرْأَةُ إِلَّا مَعَ ذِي مَحْرَمٍ. No woman should travel except with a mahram. Whether this is a short or long, few nights or few days or many, whether she is young or old, whether this is on land or by ship or by air. And whoever restricts this prohibition by saying this is applicable as long as she may have a safe company, so in case of a safe company it is allowed, then his saying or this statement is rejected by the general wording of hadith of Ibn Abbas, because it's unequivocal, uttered, and it takes precedence over what's understood in the number in the other narrations. And this is the correct understanding and correct opinion regarding this matter. So, in short, the hadith of Ibn Abbas is mantuq, explicit meaning, defined as being that which is indicative of the ruling due to the wording of the text. The other texts fall under what is known as mafhum, implied meaning. Wallahu ta'ala ahla wa alim.